Ronnie Drayton has been coming to the Queens County Courthouse for 6 long years. On a recent trip, he fought to keep it together.
You know, there's really no words to describe how you feel when somebody's trying to take your child from you, man.
Donovan, Ronnie's son, was arrested in 2007 for a drug robbery that turned violent. A man was shot dead. Donovan was there. His case is one of nearly 7,000 felony cases in New York City that have been sitting open for more than 180 days. Now, after 6 years of fighting to save his son, this is kind of it.
This is it today. It's not kind of it. This is it. We're here. Final summation. Here we go. He'll charge the jury, and then it's in the jury's hands. And the creator's got the rest of it, how he's going to direct this now. So.
Defendants are supposed to have a right to a speedy trial. But as Donovan's case highlights, in New York City, that doesn't always happen. About 3,200 people in jail during 2012 were there for a year or more waiting for their day in court. Donovan's story starts on October 1st, 2007. He was 19 years old, sold a little marijuana, and wasn't much of a student. But he had a clean record. He got a call from a couple older boys he knew casually from around his neighborhood of South Jamaica, Queens.
That particular day, they called me. It was like they wanted some weed from me. I was like, all right, cool. I got some. I got a couple. I got a little bit left, whatever. And that's what all went wrong, man. That's what all went wrong. I should have been in school that day.
Donovan says he went for a ride, thinking he'd make a couple bucks and smoke a little on the way. And he says he had no idea the two men, both in a gang, planned to rob a drug dealer. It went bad when the dealer grabbed an assault rifle and fired. Now, Donovan says one of the guys he was with tossed him a gun. And he says he fired once in the air and fled from the scene. In the chaos, a friend of the drug dealer's was killed. Donovan was arrested days later. Detectives believe that he helped plan the robbery, and they decided he was one of the gunmen. The judge refused to grant bail.
The judge remanded me. That's when I realized, I said, damn, I'm going to Rikers Island, man.
It's hard to argue that someone police say killed a man should be walking the streets. And judges often don't grant bail in murder cases and set high bail for violent felonies. But the New York City court system is plagued by delays. That means some defendants can spend years behind bars waiting to be tried.
Just sitting on Rikers Island, just pending, you know?
From 2000 to 2012, the number of felony cases open more than 180 days doubled, even as the number of new felony cases dropped by a quarter. The New York Times spent a year investigating the Bronx courts, the slowest of the slow. As Chief Judge of the State of New York, Jonathan Lippman oversees the state court system. He acknowledges delays in city courts are a problem. It leads to a situation that outrages both liberal advocates and conservative law and order types.
I don't think incarcerating people helps when you have people who are, again, have been proven guilty of anything, who are held in jail. And for long periods of time. And on the other hand, if there are delays in the case process and you have someone who's out who's a danger to society and that's the real perpetrator, that's not healthy either.
Lippman has had some success, and the backlog is down considerably. But still, as of mid-June, 55% of all felony cases citywide were more than half a year old. The delay isn't necessarily good for prosecutors, as memories fade and victims' families suffer waiting for justice. Sometimes defense attorneys are to blame, but slow cases can also put a lot of pressure on defendants.
Some of the prosecutors feel that if a person is in jail long enough, they will, as they say, cop a plea.
Michael Warren is Donovan's current attorney.
And that settles the case, and that eliminates the burden of the prosecutor having to prove beyond a reasonable doubt in some situations very difficult facts.
Donovan says he thought about taking a plea after more than 3 years on Rikers when a judge pressed.
And then he tried to tell, oh, if you take this 18 years, though, you know, you'll be
like you're buying a Hyundai.
30-something, Mr. Drayton. You know, you still have your whole life ahead of you. But, you know, if you blow trial, Mr. Drayton, you might never come home. And I'm not going to lie, he put the full court press on me. I was just like, oh, man. And then he has me calculating. Like, damn, he's right, though. I'm 20.
And if he took the deal, he'd be out by the time he was in his early 30s. But he stopped himself.
The fact at the end of the day is, did you do this? This is what I'm saying to myself. Did you do this, Donovan? And I say to myself back, no, you didn't. So why are you even considering this? Why am I considering it? Because he just scared me.
Donovan's family and attorneys believe prosecutors delayed the trial for more than 3 years, trying to get him to take an 18-year plea deal. the Queens District Attorney's Office declined an interview request. Donovan turned down the offer. It helped that he wasn't fighting alone.
How much time have I put in? Almost all my waking moments are focused on this.
Ronnie Drayton is a force of nature. He's a world-renowned guitarist who put the same sweat-pouring energy he has on stage into saving his son from a system Ronnie calls arrogant and vindictive.
I've seen it repeatedly, how they've come at us with this. I've seen it from the beginning with the police in 113, the arresting detectives telling my son, yes, you yellow nigger, your father's not going to get a lawyer for us. You might as well tell us everything because he's not going to do nothing for you. And Donovan's famous quote is, you don't know my father.
Ronnie sold his guitars, hit up friends for money, and scraped together enough to fund a legal team. After almost 4 years, the case finally went to trial in June 2011.
I was acquitted of intentional murder. I was acquitted of manslaughter in the first degree. And I was acquitted of the murder weapon, which was a .38 special revolver.
But the jury was hung on the other counts. According to his attorneys, it was 10-2 in favor of acquittal. The DA's office decided to retry Donovan on the outstanding charges. Despite the partial victory, Donovan's clean record, and the fact he had a strong community of supporters, a judge once again refused to grant bail, and he went back to Rikers awaiting a second trial.
They held him even after we won in the first trial and won all the major counts. They still held him in jail for 5 years, man.
Rikers Island almost broke Donovan. The daily violence, the boredom, the fact he might spend the rest of his life in jail. One day, he was about to call his dad when he looked out the window over the East River at the city, and it hit home.
And I just started bawling, just crying. I was just crying. I'm like, yo, it's a possibility that this might be it for me. I might never drive on that highway again. I might never cross this bridge again. I might never get to see this building and stand in front of this building again. I might never see Manhattan again. I might never see none of this again.
But Ronnie wasn't about to give up. He fought even harder, tapping into a community of artists and performers to help raise funds for Donovan's mounting legal bills. There was a benefit CD.
This is an expression of love going out to Donovan D. We love you, the community of believers and your family, your friends. We adore you. We hold you up in our prayers, and in your mind, you can always be free.
There was a benefit concert at the Highline Ballroom featuring Living Color and other bands. Donovan called from Rikers.
All right, check it out. Donovan Drayton is on the phone right now.
He was about to spend his 24th birthday behind bars.
All right, I want y'all just real loud. Happy birthday, Donovan.
Donovan and Ronnie got a break last fall. One of the city's top defense attorneys, Michael Warren, agreed to take Donovan's case and handle the second trial. Warren helped free some of the Central Park Five. He's represented the likes of rapper Tupac Shakur, and he's sat on international tribunals. The first thing Warren did was file a writ of habeas corpus with the appellate court, alleging that Donovan was being held unconstitutionally. Four justices heard his argument.
This young man, with no prior record, who had been held for 4 years, no bail, who went to trial, who was acquitted of three serious charges, counts in the overall indictment, and who is still denied bail.
The appellate court sided with Warren and ordered bail set at $125,000. Donovan says when he found out he was getting bailed out, 5 years after he was arrested, it set off a celebration in the jail.
Everybody group hugging me, people that I knew for years fighting this case, and they all... Oh, man, boy, it's good to have one of our people get up out of here. We're going to be all right. We know you out of here. We got hope now, man. Just go out there and do the right thing, man.
With Donovan out, Warren went to work. During a 3-week trial, he punched through all the weak spots in the DA's case. It turns out there were a lot. There was little physical evidence. Police didn't do a full forensic investigation. And the two witnesses who testified against Donovan, the getaway driver and the drug dealer, got sweetheart deals for their cooperation and came off as liars. In late July, the jury started deliberations. They were back in a matter of hours. This was the scene in the cavernous courtroom on the first floor at the Queens Supreme Court.
Inspector Pat 1, charging murder in the second degree. What is your verdict?
Not guilty.
That's the count of 2. Charging attempted robbery in the first degree. What is your verdict?
Not guilty.
The jury acquitted Donovan Drayton of everything but one count of weapons possession. It's not nothing. It's a felony and could carry more time behind bars. But given his clean record, there's a good chance he'll get off with time served. He hugged his father and sobbed after the verdict.
6 years of this. 6 years.
Donovan Drayton's pretrial detention was longer than most. But still, many people spend a lot of time behind bars before trial. There are currently about 1,500 people in city jails who have been there at least a year, waiting for their day in court. Chief Judge Lippman couldn't talk about an individual case. But he says the combination of pretrial detention and delays is a problem.
It's contrary to the idea of justice. And clearly the old adage, and look, it's a complex system, and not so easy, especially the volume in New York City. But certainly justice delayed is justice denied. And we all know that. So we've got to run a system which is fair, impartial, and efficient.
Donovan is scheduled to be sentenced Wednesday on the one count. His father will make the drive to the Queens County Courthouse one last time. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.